Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Three Jefferson Intermediate students recently qualified for state in the National History Day contest. Mallory Westerkamp, Jackson Van Clay, and Zoe Winward join us on today's program.
I'm Mallory Westerkamp, and I did the individual exhibit on Japanese internment camps.
I'm Jackson Van Clay, and I did an individual documentary on the Christmas Truce of 1914.
I'm Zoe Winward, and I did individual performance on conflict through fashion that ended with a compromise.
And you are the three sixth graders, as I understand, at Jefferson Intermediate that advanced to the state round of the National History Day contest. Just explain a little bit about what your topic was and what you were able to present about. Share a little more details. What were some of the things that you shared with all the judges and things like that at the district competition last week at Central?
Well, we kind of had to do a walkthrough of our exhibit or your documentary or your performance, and so we kind of just went through the conflict and the compromise and all of the other pieces of our exhibit.
Yeah, the theme this year was conflict and compromise, so they asked us a few questions about that and then just about what our thing was about.
Yeah, it was neat to, like, show them what was happening back then and, like, how you could explain it, which was neat.
So why did you pick the topic you picked in regards to whether it was the Japanese internment camps or whatever it was? And what were some of the things that you were able to share about that topic?
I picked my topic of Japanese internment camps because I already knew a little bit about it from fifth grade and previous years, and I just kind of wanted to learn more about it. And I also knew that it would fit the theme of this year very well. And so some of the things I shared were that there were about 117,000 people that went into the internment camps. The internment camps were encased, like, surrounded by barbed wire and guards, and if you tried to escape, you could be killed, and yeah, lots of more, like, bad things that happened.
I did my project on the Christmas Truce of 1914 because I thought it was just really cool how in the middle of World War I, the soldiers just stopped fighting and had a truce when it was in the middle of one of the worst wars ever. I just thought it was really cool how that happened.
My topic was conflict through fashion that ended with a compromise between 1893 and 1907. And I thought it was neat just to do a women's right thing because in fourth grade, I saw lots of people doing women's right, and it's neat to see how women were sticking up for themselves and learning Annie Londonderry, Annie Kopchavosky, and Annette Kellerman, and it was neat.
What surprised you maybe about your topic that you didn't know about before you went into this experience that either took you back or surprised you or something that will stick with you?
Well, on my topic, I learned that there was a man that didn't go to the place where they were being removed from their homes and brought to the internment camps. And so he was arrested, but then when World War II ended and they were released, then he won this big medal, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I thought that was pretty cool.
I thought it was cool. It was because, like, the government and the high command on both sides didn't want the truce to happen, and nobody thought it would happen, but they still did it anyways, even though they knew they would probably get in trouble.
It was neat to learn about how the bicycles with women, they weren't like how they are today. They were, like, straight, and there were, like, you had to wear special skirts with it, and that was neat.
What do you look forward to most about going to the state competition?
I look forward to just, like, talking more about my exhibit and letting other people learn more about it. And yeah, if you go on from state, you get to go to Maryland, and so I'm just really trying to get my exhibit to its highest point so I can move on.
Yeah, I just want to share with people what the truce was about and what was it, and yeah, I want to go to Maryland too. And yeah, I just want to, I just have fun.
Probably just the competition in general, because I like competing with a bunch of stuff, and it's pretty neat to do it involved in school.
Once again, those were Jefferson Intermediate students qualifying for state in the National History Day contest, Jackson Van Clay, Mallory Westerkamp, and Zoe Winward. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.